Pie. It just fills the cracks of the heart.
Yeah. Welcome to Kevin James Never Starred, a complete retrospective of all Kevin James movies.
Safety never takes a holiday.
Past, present, and unfortunately future. I am Robert Bacon, and with me, as always, is my co-host,
Marie Maloney. The first perp, like, gets me every time. Like, just the first note gets me.
We listen to it live because I think it's fun, but might have to stop doing that because Marie's going to keep breaking. Like,
I'm always like, okay, it's a funny song, like, chill. But then the first perp, like, comes, and it catches me off guard.
You guys, this week we are looking at Grilled, released on July 11th, 2006. We did skip a movie, Monster House, because he does a voiceover in that, but he is not a main character.
Are these children's films?
I've never heard of
Monster House or Grilled, what we're about to watch.
Grilled is definitely not a children's film. Monster House is. It's an animated film. I believe that it was directed by, it was either produced, it's produced by Steven Spielberg.
Okay.
Huh. Didn't do as well. I didn't do that well. Okay. Ready for the plot synopsis?
Sure.
Try to focus. Ready?
All right.
Two meat salesmen.
What?
Marie, focus. Marie.
Okay.
All right. Two meat salesmen will stop at nothing to get a sale.
The fuck?
That is the plot synopsis that I pulled on IMDb.
Two meat salesmen?
Meat salesmen.
No, meat salesmen.
Marie and I both have a friend.
This is not
Mike, who used to sell knives door to door, and we thought that's funny. This is great.
This is not real. This is not something.
Marie, how can people get a hold of us? Because we're real.
You guys can call into our podcast at 405-418-NARD. That's 405-418-6273. You can also email us at adamsandlerpleasestop@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter at Sandler, please stop, or look us up on Facebook.
Just Google us.
We're everywhere.
Also, just to let everybody know, it'll be in the description of this, but I have just finished my Adam Sandler, Please Stop, part one of my rankings for YouTube. I spent a ton of time on this goddamn thing.
So much time, you guys. Please watch it.
It is just part one. It's long, but if you like video essays, it's a video essay. It shows the film. It shows the parts we're talking about. It moves by in a quick pace because I'm able to cover 18 movies in 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's
a
lot.
So that's less than 2 minutes a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it moves quick. Let's move on to this movie, though.
Yes.
Facts about this movie. Grilled. Don't know the budget or how much it made.
Yeah.
I did a bunch of research because all I found out was it was originally set for a theatrical release in 2005 under the name Men Who Don't Quit. If that movie title came out now, it would mean something completely different.
Yeah, very much so. Also, so this is a straight-to-DVD
Yes, release. The film was pushed back both domestically and internationally because of poor test screenings.
Yeah, I believe it.
Ultimately,
Ultimately,
the film was released as a direct-to-DVD in the domestic market under this new title, Grilled.
Grilled. Interesting.
That is it.
Whew, meat salesman.
There is some more stuff, but I kind of also don't want you to know, and I kind of want us to go in.
Still haven't come up with a catchy name for the stop card.
Still didn't think about that. If you guys have anything, make sure to let us know. But right now, it's just like the Kevin James stop card. Format, if you've never listened to any of the episodes, and you're just like, you know what? I'm going to jump in on Kevin James Grilled. We watch the movie together, stopping at every 30 minutes to discuss it so far. Each of us has one stop card that we could use to pause the movie before that 30 minutes is up, just in case that there's something that we need to talk about. Marie, are you ready for the international smash hit? Not international, not a
not
smash
a smash hit.
Hit. Grilled.
Let's do it. Straight to DVD, Grilled.
When I wake up in the morning, love, the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be. be a lovely day.
Sitcom stars can share the big screen together.
Hey.
Hey.
Deborah.
Kevin. I can't wait.
Kevin. Kevin, we got to sell these steaks. I can't wait to sell
Yours
these steaks.
Is more Kermit.
Oh.
No, Kermit's more.
Miss Piggy.
Oh, it's not Deborah. Easy being green.
I guess they're very close.
Deborah.
Kevin.
You guys.
I can't wait.
You guys, this movie is...
It's bad.
It's bad.
It's really bad.
Can I say something? All right, so basically, we already know, we told you guys, it's about two meat salesmen.
Yes.
Who are down? Both are down on their luck. Haven't had a sale in a long time.
Yep.
They go back to their boss. He gives them some leads. The leads, he's like, if these don't work out, you're fired.
Yeah.
They go to one. It doesn't work. They lose one because it flies out the car window.
Leads
they go,
on paper. How archaic.
I know,
like,
right?
What?
And they go to the third one. Is played by
Sofia Vergara,
who hasn't aged a day.
No, just has a lighter hair. Just got. Dyed her hair. That's it.
She looks
got highlights.
Exactly the same as she did in 2004 when they recorded this. She is beautiful.
I'm not convinced that this was filmed in 2004, 2005.
Marie keeps saying that.
I'm not convinced.
It's supposed to look like it's not. It's style. Like, so you guys, the movie
you
is
can't
very stylized.
Say it's stylized
it is
when
stylized.
It fucking sucks. You can't say it's stylized when.
Waterworld.
Everything about the like production value is terrible.
Well, no.
Yes, so much is terrible.
They're making it, you guys. So I feel like they're obviously trying to make it feel like an old school.
They're trying to make it look and feel like LA Confidential with meat salesmen. And no.
I'm saying it's a little bit more trying to be Glengarry Glen Ross with meat salesmen. Trying to focus on like sales.
Vibe.
The car that they drive is like this old caddy, with the, like big boat car.
But it only shows like super old cars. It's so weird.
Well, now they just get to this house and it's a nice fancy house and it's
100%. Yeah, but the previous house was like same car. Okay,
anyway,
so
yeah, go
we start, they're in their car. It's not clear at first, I think, that they're even salesmen, let alone meat salesmen. Ray Romano's talking about acupuncture. And Kevin's talking about his kid missing her so much. Turns out, though, that he goes to her house and stalks her all the time.
His child.
The very next scene is him climbing up a fucking trellis at his wife's home to the second floor and, like, stalking his daughter.
Which is real
like,
weird.
Like, knocking on the glass, being like, Daisy, Daisy. Hand, like, E.T. phone home style, like, hand up to glass. And her, like, matching, it's so weird.
It's also
so
weird
bizarre.
Considering it's L.A. and all the houses that they've shown so far have been one story.
Yeah.
Like, standard L.A. And then he gets to, like, this
right.
house.
And climbs up a fucking trellis.
It's, that, I want to talk about the beginning of the film real quick. And it kind of just shows what's, like, wrong with this film.
Yeah.
Of, like, it doesn't do, I get what it's trying to do. It is trying to be, like, old school salesy, like talk about the sales world, focus on these characters, kind of be a little grittier than a standard film. But the problem is, it doesn't know what it's doing. And the very first scene, we barely get to meet these characters, and they start fighting.
Yeah, they fight right away and immediately like split up.
Yeah,
and
it's like, hold on.
Diner.
I don't want
to
split up yet. I haven't seen you
right,
guys work together yet.
Yeah, we don't even know who you are. Why are you fighting and splitting up?
Save the split up for later.
Yeah.
Like, let's establish these characters. If they're talking about acupuncture, one of them, and the other is talking about his kid, that's fine. But you need to weave that discussion in with a way to tell the audience also
not
what their relationship is.
Yeah, it's literally the first 2 minutes where like one's talking about acupuncture, the other one's talking about their kid. They take a quick detour, and then all of a sudden they're fighting. They're like, fuck you, I'm going on my own. alone. And then they both fail. Like, whoa.
Completely unnecessary.
Back it up.
Yeah. Just how about you
we
write a couple
more context.
Scenes?
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping for a couple scenes where they're trying to sell stuff and they're failing. And through that, we learn about them.
Yeah.
And we learn about their relationship. We learn about their past. Yeah. I feel like there is a way to
but
totally
it already
write that.
Happens when like that only starts happening when they come back together and have the leads.
Yes. The whole and the film is only, thank God, it's only an hour and 20 minutes. So they are skipping things when they don't need to skip things. They are not setting up things properly. I will say the direction and the tone that they're trying to accomplish, I do believe that they are accomplishing. I just think it's off-putting.
Yeah, very off-putting.
It's showing LA like how it really is with like that haze and the smog and the...
Yeah.
It's not glamorizing LA. So that I find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have?
I find Sofia Vergara's flirtation methods to be great.
Marie doesn't know what she's talking
about. I'm taking hints.
Yeah, good.
Left and right. Because
Marie turns to me and she's like, is this how a girl, like, this is, what is she doing? And I'm
okay.
Like, she's clearly flirting, Marie.
No, but but everything, so Sofia Vergara's character is attracted to Ray Romano's character.
Yeah.
And, like, everything is, like, nuanced with innuendo when they talk. And she, like, basically keeps diverting Kevin James. And then everything to Ray is like, come with me.
Yeah.
And she, like, keeps, this is a podcast, so you can't see, but she keeps, like, going around, flirtily going around corners, like, turning her back and, like, flipping her hair and being like, come with me.
That's how you flirt, Mariah.
I know. Now I know. I'm just going to.
You go from one room to the other, but before you enter said room, you look over your shoulder with a flip of your hair and you do kind of like.
I guess my problem is all the guys I'm going after are so gooby, they'd be like,
stop doing
she
that.
She just vanished.
She's gone. She's gone forever.
She's vanished.
Does
anyone want another beer?
Anybody want another beer? I mean, I could write out a message on a hot dog and just like, put it out and she might find
it. I would find that so quickly. Please, someone send me a message on a hot dog. That sounds amazing. Written in the mustard.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
But
yes.
It's so basically, Sofia, what's her name?
Sofia Vergara.
Sofia, she plays a character who wants meat, and the two boys come
dumb meat
over
in
with
so
dumb
many
meats.
Ways.
Yeah. Her friend calls. She's talking about killing herself. So then the our heroes, Ray Romano and Kevin James, have to leave.
Our euros?
Our euros. No, they're selling beef, not lamb in this movie.
They're selling meat in general. So
it's
how
only
dare
beef,
you?
Though, so far. They've only talked about steaks.
We don't know. Meat
anyway,
covers so much.
They both, all three of them have to leave and go to their friend's house, to her friend's house. Her friend is, what's her name?
Oh,
who's that actress? She's a very famous actress.
I'm blanking.
Anyway, we'll get back to her.
Yeah.
So now we're at the point in the movie where it's these four, it's two girls. And our two heroes, and there's obviously like this sexual thing. I'm just what I'm trying to get at, I guess, is I'm wondering where they're going.
Yeah, where are they going with this?
This is clearly the main story.
Yeah.
Right? Like this has to be a main thing.
I feel like, okay, here's what I feel like is coming up. So they've kind of coupled off. I think some weird shit's gonna go down where like the mob gets involved.
That's a good guess. Okay.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, God, more hijinks.
Oh, no, Deborah.
Kevin,
I can't wait for
I
the
I can't
hijinks.
Wait for the
hijinks. Here's my guess. I think that the two girls are salesmaning the dudes.
That
it's
would
a
be
switcheroo.
That would be amazing.
Because in what world do either of these women
find
either of these men attractive?
Right. If that's true, then Sofia Vergara's character is really going the distance by fucking fucking Ray Romano.
She knows that's her that's her way of alluring in the fly into the web.
Yeah.
You know, she's using her sexiness and Ray Romano's just like, I got a big nose and I don't care.
And I pretend I have a big dick in this movie.
he is played as he is supposed to be attractive in this movie.
Which is really weird.
Which is, it's the best I've ever seen him. He's got that stubble going on.
Yeah. I mean, how does he look better in this than all of Everybody Loves Raymond.
It's
That's
the
why
stubble.
I don't think this was fucking filmed in 2005.
It was.
I don't think so.
It is. It's. I looked it up. It is.
Can't convince me.
Anything else you have?
I really hope that those two are salesmaning the salesman. That would be amazing.
That's my
honestly.
That's I'm seeing. There has to be more to this.
Yes. Oh, certainly.
My problem with the movie so far is like, okay,
yeah.
If you're gonna make a movie like this, either you need to have an interesting plot that drives everything, and so far it's not.
No.
So I'm like, cool.
That's
then
why
the characters need to be interesting.
My guess is the like mob thinks I think something fucking cliche is coming around the corner at us.
Yeah, mine would be too intelligent. It has to be something dumber than that.
I mean, if it happens your way, I will praise it for sure. We've been burned before, you know?
I'm ready to get burned again.
Yeah.
You ready to watch more Grilled, speaking of burn?
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah, let's... All right, I like mine medium well.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be.
You guys, some choices have been made in this movie.
I was unfortunately right.
Marie was right. It is mob type guys who come in. One guy comes in, kind of bosses the ladies around, ends up getting shot by a couple other mob guys that come in. It doesn't matter. What really needs to be talked about, the one main thing I feel like needs to be talked about, Marie, you know what I'm talking about. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, Bacon.
Yeah, Marie.
If you age a veal, is it still a veal?
Because veal has to grow up sometime.
It has to grow up sometime.
Who said that? Who's the name of the actress?
Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis, you guys.
Is the name of the woman we were blanking on earlier.
She says this thing. She's playing like drunk / stupid the entire movie.
Yeah.
And she's talking to him about meat. And she's like, does veal like... Can you really age a veal?
Her Kevin James and some other guy are talking about veal.
And I laughed at that. Marie, shame me.
Bacon, like, had a genuine hearty laugh.
I like her as an actress, and I thought it was a fun way to put everything. Playing that character was the perfect thing to ask. It was, like, smart. It was stupid
It was
smart,
dumb, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's funny. No, Marie, what I wanted to talk about was Kevin James's spiky hair. No, that's not what I want to talk about. But also, Kevin James does have spiky hair in this.
It's really weird.
And it looks... Also, here's something we didn't bring up, which isn't a huge deal. I think Kevin James, like, was going bald or went bald at one point and got plugs. Because in this movie, it looks like he has fake hair.
Yeah. I don't understand the technology behind plugs. But if anyone wants to write to adamsandthepleasestop@gmail.com.
I'll delete it.
We're
not reading it.
Explain.
She can just fucking Google it.
I don't feel like it. I want a friend to explain it.
Marie, I'm talking about Sophia is apparently transgender.
No, we just found that out in this last
half. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I want to talk about.
So
that's the main thing that happened.
Yeah. And we discover, wow, very transphobic.
Yeah, very transphobic.
Ray Romano immediately, like, shuts down.
Well, I don't know. Okay, I don't know if it's saying transphobic. She wasn't honest with him when they first started kissing and they are about to do stuff. I feel like that is something that if you did have a sex change, that's something that you should tell your partner before you have sex.
Yeah, but it's a very bizarre angle that kind of just got thrown in.
They just needed it to be like a change because like she is so hot to be she used to be a dude, and it's like, oh, the conflicting things in my mind.
Well, that's also it's set as like a jab, not as like hey, you know what?
Yeah.
It's said as a jab. It's said to throw him off and immediately, like, not want to fuck her. Tony, the guy that we saw literally for the span of a half hour because he got killed. He was introduced and immediately killed. like, several minutes later. Like, he is making fun of Ray Romano.
Yep.
Like, when he's like, Loredana, no, you Loredana, you Loredana. Which so is, that is Sophia's little, character.
I agree
name.
With that. Yeah. What else you got, Marie?
Hey, fun game of every time they almost make that sale, something happens and they can't get
I'm
the
over
signature.
It. I don't care about it anymore. Right before they're supposed to get a signature on any sale that they're going to set up, it gets killed. The guy who comes in and he's a mobster is about to buy more steak, he gets killed. They're about to, like, flip it on the other guys. They get fucking called
that's
up.
That's the game of this movie.
Yeah.
And we're already bored. I just laughed at a note I have that goes that says very much mob.
Very much mob. I have the main problem that I have with this movie. I think everyone who's acting is doing a good job, including Kevin James. He's
yeah,
doing
they care.
His role.
Everyone that's in the film cares.
Everyone who's doing it, I do believe that the director cares and he's putting his best that he can into it. The problem that I have is one, the script is garbage, and two, the director is trying to do probably what the idea for the film was, but now that after you see it, you're like, ooh, this isn't the feel that we should have gone with. I think this film would benefit greatly if it was shot like the movie Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag.
I've never seen it.
I'm trying to think of another movie that it's very silly mob, very silly crime drama-y.
Yeah, it like took this movie took itself too seriously.
That's the problem, is it's very serious and these things are happening and it's like nothing is funny.
Yeah.
Except for that like steak thing that I laughed at. Like they're trying to do jokes, but it's coming off as too like this is concerning to me what is happening to laugh at.
Right.
Considering there's other movies that do such a great job of being like, hey, you know, like Ocean's 11 is an example of just like, hey, it's a crime movie and these like things are happening, but also like
we're
mostly
having fun.
It's all
we're having
fun.
Some laughs.
That's
yeah.
the main thing. This is missing any kind of fun.
Any fun.
There's zero fun being had.
Yeah.
And it's very, this is happening, this thing, here's a twist that we think you're going to think is funny, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's zero funsies.
Yeah. Agreed.
We only have 20 minutes left, so we're going to watch the
rest
of this movie.
Yeah, let's just get through it.
I will say that it is only an hour and 20 minutes, but it
feels like forever.
It feels like forever.
Feels like forever.
It feels... Deborah making out with Sophia.
She's veal hot.
She's veal hot.
There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die.
Woof. We made it an hour and 20 minutes through Grilled. I forgot the name of it.
There was a grill in one scene.
There was one grill.
There was one grill.
There was a lot of meat talk, but a lot of the exact same meat talk.
Yeah.
Marie, what do you got? What are your notes?
So after Very Much Mob, we head to a bar mitzvah. Mm-hmm. That Burt Reynolds is at.
Yeah, he's hosting it at his restaurant.
Yeah.
That's his restaurant. He owns it.
I guess that wasn't really well established, but yeah, he owns the restaurant. He's hosting his son's bar mitzvah. Through details that we're assuming got cut earlier, we find out that he's the perfect prospect. And basically, Ray Romano and Kevin James end up finally selling to him. He actually signs. They make that sale and get it in cash. and they tell him that those other mob guys are trying to kill him. He sees that as a good deed. They save the day, get that commish, and Kevin James buys a swing set and puts it in his goddamn front yard.
For his kid.
For his kid. That was the rest of the movie.
Yeah, the movie's clearly cut down because it's not any good, so they just, like, want to get it done as soon as possible. So, like, main things that are brought up of, like, the perfect so-and-so that we've always talked about. It's like, no, that never happened.
Yeah, we've never heard that.
We never see the characters that we saw before ever again.
Yeah. Also, Burt Reynolds gets his son a prostitute for becoming a man.
That's
just a bizarre sidebar.
Has nothing. It doesn't lead to anything.
It's just kind of gross.
It didn't need to be at a bar mitzvah. It could have been just, the guy could have been hanging out at his restaurant that he owns.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It doesn't make any sense. So many things of, like, the moment at the end where they get commission and they get to go back to their boss and they're like, not only that, we got seven orders.
Yeah,
and
you're like, where? No one was signing. Everyone kept dying.
Yeah. Also, seven orders. Why would it be on seven separate sheets of paper? Why wouldn't it just, wouldn't you, quantity, seven, one sheet of paper? Also, that should have been a big, oh, we won. We got it.
Yeah.
Our boss enjoys us. Everybody that we work with is going to, like, be excited about, like, this big thing that we do. And it just comes off as, like, a meep.
Yeah. It just comes off as, like, we're bragging. We're the best. Boom. But it's not well-deserved.
This movie is it's not the worst movie, obviously, we've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's competent, but it's so boring. It's
super
it's,
boring.
It doesn't. It never
I
needed
just kept
to be.
Like, I can't believe this is still going. Like, God,
Marie, would you say that this story needed to be told?
No, this happens with movies all the time. When you're like, why? Why was this made? Like, nobody asked for this.
Yeah,
but really. Really, nobody asked for this.
Zero people asked for
this. Yeah. Let's think about the people who sell Omaha steaks and make a movie about them being meat salesmen and their trials and tribulations of, like, getting people to fucking pay for way too much meat that they don't need. Like, it's so stupid.
It's really dumb.
Why?
There's no fun in it. We can't even make...
Nobody
there's, like, there's no jokes to
who
even
make
here.
Who wants to see, like, a movie about... Cutco knife set. Like, nobody. No, nobody.
This is
on par with that.
If you make a movie like that, then it needs to have, like, good characters. And,
good characters and like, very funny jokes.
Yeah, and there's no funny jokes. There's no real characters. I feel like everyone's trying. They just made a script that I don't know why that script was greenlit. I don't understand how any of these scripts are greenlit.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about before we get to rankings?
Nope.
Marie, we've watched two films. Where are you going to put Grilled?
It's in the number two slot.
Okay, there it is. Grilled at number two, and that means Hitch.
Hitch is still number one.
Hitch at number one. Marie, my number two is also Grilled.
Yeah.
It was awful. Hitch at least has something.
Yeah. I mean, Adam Sandler didn't start off as, like, a slog. Like this.
Yeah, even,
you know,
Going Overboard was fun because he was so young and
he
was
so young
stupid.
And it was so bizarre.
Yeah.
And, like, it was hilarious that it was, like, just so badly shot and so many problems happened.
Yeah.
But this is just, like, there aren't those excuses. So nope. It's not entertaining.
It's not. So both Marie and I have Hitch at one and Grilled at two. Next week, Marie, we check out our third film.
Barnyard.
We are watching the fully animated film.
I knew it was animated, yes, of
Barnyard.
Course.
And where Kevin James plays a cow.
Oh, boy.
An animated cow.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Boy.
This is the first one on the list where I think it should be somewhat competent.
Yeah, I just hope it isn't utterly disappointing.
Cool, Marie. All right. Should Kevin James never start?
Yeah.
Yep.
He should not start.
Kevin James
never
start.
My Susie, she's like a friend that I've had since I moved here. You know, we've got in trouble so many times together. She taught me all the bad words in English. Like, you know, like fuck me and piece of shit and motherfucker and asshole and cocksucker and blow me.
That's pretty good.